Indian tribes have fought this measure because it would have undermined their status as sovereign governments. The legislative affairs director for the Wisconsin Oneida tribe, Kevin Cornelius, says unlike corporations, tribes have to provide government services like health clinics and fire departments. He says the amendment would have forced tribes to raise campaign contributions from their own members, many of whom are below the poverty line.
We would have had to go to the individual citizens of the reservation, to people who are currently in poor situations, and say, can you give us a few dollars so that we can contribute? And we just don't think that's fair, where corporations can go to their employees and say, here, give us money. We want to get something passed for the benefit of our industry.
But as tribes with large casinos have become more wealthy, some have begun to play a role similar to corporations when it comes to funding political campaigns. In 2002, the Oneida tribe gave more than $300,000 to political parties. Jay Heck of Wisconsin Common Cause says tribal contributions should have to comply with the same disclosure rules that corporations do.
What the tribes have said in the past is that the fact that they are a sovereign nation means that they should be able to spend money at election time that is undisclosed and unregulated, and I frankly think that's wrong. They're trying to influence a federal election, and everybody ought to be on the same playing field.
But tribal leaders say they're following all the federal election reporting rules, and if tribal leaders start spending too much on state and national elections, they say their members will turn them out of office in tribal elections. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.